Here's the translation of the text to English. Trump to direct Pentagon to buy coal to revive industry, Bloomberg News says. Oil prices rise with U.S.-Iran tensions. China demand in focus. Gold, silver prices rise after soft U.S. data. Payrolls in focus. China's Li inspects rare earth facilities, hints at leverage in U.S. rivalry. Pemex pipeline explosion in Mexico kills 3 and injures 6. Governor says oil prices steady as Iran-U.S. tensions and U.S. data eyed. Tariffs threaten Colombian flower industry amid Valentine's Day rush. White House says Trump plans to rescind climate change finding key to auto rules. Gold silver slip as precious metals try to find direction after historic rout. Heineken to cut up to 6,000 jobs as beer demand falters. Submarine maker TKMS hits record $22 billion order backlog. Raises sales outlook. Dubai's DXB Airport forecast to handle nearly 100 million passengers this year. Heineken posts higher 2025 profit to cut up to 6,000 jobs. Dassault Systems Q4 profit misses expectations, sees mild growth in 2026. Schindler forecasts modest 2026 revenue growth amid China pressure. Siemens Energy net profit nearly triples as demand for gas turbines grids rises. Buoyant stocks pause for breath. Yen gallops higher. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 2.6%. Top 4 consumer finance stocks to consider, according to Wolf Research. China CPI inflation undershoots forecasts in Jan. Deflation worries linger. Unexpected surge in API. Weekly crude stock points to weaker demand. Milei's labor reform drive sets up clash with Argentina unions. U.S. commerce chief says dollar at more natural level for trade. U.S. business inventories increase less than expected in November. U.S. business inventories show slight dip, hinting at increased consumer demand. U.S. import prices unchanged year-on-year in December. French wine spirits export volumes sink to at least 25-year low. U.S. labor costs growth cools in fourth quarter. U.S. retail sales unexpectedly unchanged in December. Tencent, Tesla team up on WeChat-linked in-car features in China. South Korea crypto exchange BitHum says system flaws led to $40 billion error. Morning bid, yen roars back as U.S. consumer engine sputters. U.S. job growth likely picked up in January. Unemployment rate forecast steady at 4.4%. Gold. Silver climb as U.S. yields fall on softer retail sales. China makes small dents in deflation battle as supply-demand imbalance persists. Australia Central Bank again says inflation rate is too high. Air New Zealand cabin crew to strike over stalled talks, union says. Telegram app faces further restrictions, possible fines, as Russian authorities clamp down. Kaiser reaches $30 million settlement with U.S. labor debt over mental health care practices. Sam Bankman-Fried files request for new trial. OSN activates new Philippines-UAE corridor for global business payments strategy is not going to be selling. Bitcoin, Saylor says. Go mining Simple Earn enables autonomous Bitcoin yield accrual via single toggle integration. Bitcoin inches up, holds steady above 70K, as Japan election lifts risk sentiment. X Money expands Domino's partnership to Greece, powering faster checkout experiences. Now Payments offers zero network fees on USDT TRC20 payments for new users. Bitmine reports $10 billion in crypto and cash holdings. Strategy sells 616,715 shares, acquire 1,142 Bitcoin for $90 million. Commerce Bank posts record $4.5 billion operating result, exceeds 2025 targets. Kojamo reports revenue growth, improved occupancy in 2025. Titan Q3 FY26 presentation, jewelry business surges 40% amid strategic expansion. Nasus Pharma secures $15 million in private placement financing. ComputerShare 1H26 presentation, EPS up 3.9%. Guidance upgraded despite rate headwinds. Galecto prices $275 million public offering at $19 per share. Kathy Wood's ARK stock trades, Roblox, bullish, and PagerDuty in focus. Curbline Properties prices public offering of 8 million shares.